Investment Flash.
Hey, real quick. Oil's up over 100% this year. Mortgage costs are spiking, and the bond market is screaming. But the S&P's just vibing at highs. Something's got to snap. We're breaking it down right now.
Welcome to Investment Flash, London edition, Monday, May 18th. I'm Marie, with Gerald and Tom. And Tom, you are way too caffeinated for a Monday morning.
You're not wrong, but look, when the oil ETF is near its 52-week high and the long-term Treasury bond ETF is pinned to its 52-week low, it's hard not to be. Gerald, remember our buy oil call from yesterday's weekend show?
Yeah, I was just going to say, the oil fund ticked up again in Friday's session, so your call's looking solid. But let's not get carried away. Oil's up 115% year-to-date. At some point, it runs out of steam.
Buddy, runs out of steam? With Iran war keeping supply tight and Europe scrambling for jet fuel? I don't think so.
Hold on. Tom, the FT reports European refiners are ramping up and importing from the US and Africa to avoid shortages. Lufthansa is confident. The supply panic is already being managed.
To be fair, Marie, the oil move is now hitting the housing market. Mortgage costs are jumping. Both the FT and Bloomberg flagged it. The home builder ETF slid 3.8% last session. That's real economic friction.
So you're saying oil and bonds are doing the Fed's job for them? Tighter financial conditions without a rate hike?
Exactly. And Yardini is screaming at the Fed to drop its easing bias. If they don't, the bond rout could accelerate. 10-year yield is climbing, JGBs are leading, and Indian equities, INDA, are down 12% year-to-date as capital flees.
But here's the thing. The S&P 500 ETF is still within a hair of its high. That divergence is massive. Either bonds are wrong or equities haven't caught up.
No, but that's exactly my point. Japan equities are a perfect example. Companies are on track for another record profit year, sixth in a row. AI semis, bank margins, the Hedge Japan ETF is up 17.6% year to date. The real economy is humming.
Right, but Tom, the 10-year JGB yield just surpassed the Topix dividend yield for the first time since 2007. That's a two-decade signal. If investors can get a higher yield from bonds without equity risk, that rotation could hit the unhedged Japan fund hard.
Come on, Gerald. The hedged trade, the Wisdom Tree Japan Hedged Equity ETF, sidesteps that. Weak yen, profit momentum. That's the play.
Wait a second. We're also talking about crypto trusts in Japan? SBI and Rakuten are launching them. Nomura looking in? That's institutional adoption. But Bitcoin slumped below 77,000 on the same oil shock. Which narrative wins?
Yeah, look, crypto right now is a tug of war. On one side, you've got regulatory green lights in Japan. On the other, macro headwinds. I'd rather buy SBI Holdings directly. They're the ones set to benefit from the trust launch regardless.
SBI is a clever pick, I'll give you that. But I'm more focused on the energy trade. Exxon gained 4% last session. European jet fuel demand is underpinning it. That's a pure oil play with a refiner tailwind.
All right, but let's not forget the housing angle. If mortgage costs are hurting home builders, the home builder ETF down 5% in the past week, that's a direct hit from oil inflation. So are we short the Treasury bond ETF or short home builders?
Why not both? The Treasury bond ETF is already at its 52-week low, and rising yields aren't done. And the home builder ETF is 22% off its high. I'd actually say short UK equities too. The UK ETF slid 2.3% last session on the Burnham political risk. Sterling bearish bets are piling in.
Oh, the Burnham story. Hedge funds are suddenly scared a Manchester mayor becomes PM and loosens the purse strings? That's quite the bet.
All right, Tom, don't laugh. Bloomberg reported actual option flow last week. When asset managers short Sterling structurally, it can get ugly for UK assets. The UK ETF's down 7% from its high.
So between Japan, crypto, oil shock, bond rout, and now UK political risk, we're swimming in macro uncertainty. and no one's talking about credit spreads? With yields surging, investment grade and high yield spreads should be widening. They're not.
That's actually a really good point. If credit isn't stressed, maybe the bond sell-off isn't systemic yet. It's just an inflation repricing.
For now, sure. But Yardini's entire argument is that the Fed loses control if they don't act. Honestly, his columns are starting to read like a breakfast warning from your central banker uncle. Every meal, same warning.
Brutal. But look, yen contagion is real. India's INDA near its 52-week low. I get it.
Speaking of risks, what about Samsung? There's a strike set for Thursday demanding 15% of operating profit as bonuses. Tom, you're the tech guy. Is that a short?
Short Samsung? Yeah, I hate to say it, but a production halt of any kind would hit profit estimates. Though, honestly, the broader AI semi story is still intact.
Tom, shorting Samsung now? That's calling the top on memory chips. What is this, the sixth time this cycle?
Hey, this strike is real. This time it's different.
Right, so that's another layer. Tech supply risk in Asia. And we haven't even touched the China property distress. Evergrande liquidators are going after PwC for $8.4 billion in court today.
The audit industry fallout from that is huge. But the CraneShares China Healthcare ETF is down 6% year-to-date. It's a decent proxy for China risk. Honestly, the property overhang is still there, and it's not priced into global equities.
All right, Gerald. Between bonds, UK, China, and sterling, you're like the grim reaper of the show today.
Yeah, well, someone's got to keep an eye on the downside while you're chasing oil highs.
Okay, let's pivot to the most original take. The FT has a piece that the fate of OpenAI's trillion-dollar IPO is going to be decided in an Oakland jury room. Elon Musk's lawsuit could derail the whole thing.
For real? That's wild. I thought the biggest risk to OpenAI was competition or regulation, not a courtroom drama over nonprofit governance.
That's it. The whole valuation hinges on whether jurors think the company acted properly. It's one of the most massive IPOs in history, and it could come down to a layperson's verdict.
That's absurdly unpredictable. But it also highlights how much tech valuations depend on story, not just cash flow. If the IPO gets delayed or priced lower, the whole AI tech basket could wobble.
But buddy, the AI demand is real. Japan's record profits are built on it. A courtroom squabble doesn't change that.
I'm going to push back here, Tom. The market often conflates narrative and fundamentals. If OpenAI's IPO stumbles, it could deflate the AI premium globally. That hits the hedge Japan ETF too, even if profits are real.
Fair, but that's a big if. Lawsuits can settle. I'd rather bet on the hedge Japan trade than short AI.
All right, let's bring it all together. Our view this morning, the equity bond disconnect is razor sharp. The Treasury bond ETF at lows, the S&P 500 ETF near highs. Something gives. The cleanest expression is a pair trade. Long the hedged Japan ETF, short the home builder ETF and UK equities.
That's it.
Nailed it.
And I'd add, keep riding oil. The oil fund isn't done.
But watch for a ceasefire rumor. That would flip the script fast. CTAs would dump oil and rotate into bonds. The Treasury bond ETF would rip.
Right. So while we're all piling on the short duration trade, a reversal is crowded. That's the risk. But for now, follow the flows.
Exactly. And as always, none of this is investment advice. Just our fast and furious take on the morning signals.
If you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We're back at 9 a.m. New York time for the New York edition. Tom.
So there you go. That's the end of our show. I have to say, Marie, that's exactly why I love talking to you. This has been such a great conversation.
And Marie, signing off.